written by Obie Award winner Christopher Durang. The comedic double feature, Sister Mary Ignatius Explains It All For You and The Actor's Nightmare, is an absolutely hilarious evening of theater. The Berkshire Theater Group production of the show, running now in Stockbridge, is directed by Matthew Penn and features Tony Award winner Harriet Harris, Levi Hall, Anna O'Donohue, Tom Story, Matt Sullivan, and Arianna Venturi. Hailed as consistently clever by the New York Times when it first opened in 1981, Sister Mary Ignatius Explains It All For You and The Actor's Nightmare are still witty satires on the psychology of belief and belonging. The show runs at BTG's Unicorn Theater through August 31st. Here to tell us more, we welcome Harriet Harris, Anna O'Donohue, and Matt Sullivan. How are the three of you?
Very well.
Well, thank you.
Great.
Terrific. Delight to have you all here. Harriet, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. Give us a sense of, you've been doing this particular role for a while, right?
Oh, a few days. So, yes. Yes. Now that we had a few previews and we opened, but no,
So it's still new to you.
Oh, yes. Yes, every night I'm not quite sure what I'll say, but I'm getting more accurate as we go. It's a lot to learn.
Yes. Well, because we have a wonderful cast, but it's a lot of you, isn't it?
It's a whole lot of me. Yeah. So avoid it if you don't if you don't want to miss me. Then
no,
please
we
don't
want to
come,
see you.
It is a lot of me.
The point, though, and just in its title, it's a lot of you because you're explaining it
I'm
all.
I'm explaining it all. Yes. Yeah.
So how did you come? How did you come to this particular?
Kate McGuire, who is so wonderful in so many ways, decided this would be a good idea, and I tend to trust her. So she asked us back. Matt and I were both here last year with Arsenic and Old Lace.
That's right. Yeah.
And we were thrilled to be asked back. And this is what she wanted us to do. So we saddled up.
So tell us about the structure of these two shows. How does that work?
Well, Sister Mary was an evening, part of an evening of one acts originally in 1979, and then when they wanted to remount it, it was too short of an evening. So Chris Durang wrote this curtain raiser. Sometimes it is performed after Sister Mary. Sometimes, in our case, it's performed before, and the themes sort of morph and merge, and I think complement each other. It's a pretty remarkable evening, and one evening has a woman at the center, and I mean one show has a woman at the center, and one show has a man at the center. So, but there are all these fantastic parts around them, so it's very invigorating, I think, and fun to play.
So, Matt, what is the fun of doing a Christopher Durang work?
I think the extremes involved. He really embraces the extremes, and. And he's just funny. I mean, he's a very funny writer, and I think that working with these actors is also, you know, a joy. So we're having a very good time.
And Anna, I assume this is where you go, well, I'm not. No, but I assume you agree with all that.
I do. I concur wholeheartedly with everything the two of them have said.
So tell us about your participation in both shows.
Well, I am a newcomer to the Berkshires and to BTG, and so I feel like an interloper in this conversation. But it's very exciting to be here.
We don't feel like you're.
Well, thank you. That's kind. In the first play, which is the Actor's Nightmare, in which Matt is prominently featured as the dreamer of the nightmare.
But we're not sure about that, but we think I'm the dreamer.
All right, excuse
you never really know whose nightmare it is.
Right.
But a man wanders into the theater and is told by the stage manager.
Who I play.
That he's going on. And, you know, and an actor's nightmare is like many actors have had them, and I have had them, when you're just, it's an examination in being unprepared.
Right.
So he doesn't. And I have had these dreams, and they're awful. You know, you don't
they're
know
horrible.
Your lines. You don't know what play you're in.
Yeah.
But he isn't. He's under the impression that he's not even an actor, and the stage manager tells him that he has 5 minutes, and then he goes on to perform in Private Lives by Noel Coward, Hamlet, Man for All Seasons, and a Beckett play, and it's.
A fictional Beckett play that was concocted by his subconscious, perhaps.
And he's, I guess, he learned something about himself in this short play, and it's he has a rather long monologue where he delves into his past, and it's sort of about examination, I think, and self-reflection in all this chaos.
And Anna, so you goad him throughout this. So keep going.
All the actors. He meets all these famous actors.
He is going on for Edwin Booth, and he is performing.
Of course you are.
Obviously. Yes. Who has been in a car accident, which is very unfortunate.
kind of screws up your night, sure.
Yeah, exactly. And he's performing with theater luminaries, and it's all designed to be as intimidating as possible. And he soldiers through it, but I play the stage manager who is really trying to make a go of it, but things do not proceed as a typical night at the theater might hope to.
And Harry, your participation in this, you're one of the actors?
I'm Sarah Siddons.
Oh, wow.
In his dream.
Yes.
So I don't
or
know.
Nightmare,
I would be a
whatever
dream,
it, yes.
Sarah Siddons, but I am in this nightmare, yes.
And so, so that's a lot for you then, right?
It is a lot, yeah. I mean, but it's a lot of fun.
Sure.
And it's a lot for them to, you know, while I am doing this, everyone else is changing furiously backstage, playing several different roles. So it's a lot for everyone. They're doing quite a bit as well. So it really is an ensemble piece.
Well, they both are, even though Sister Mary... thinks she's explaining it all. Things are explained to Sister Mary as well, and the evening shifts just as it does in the actor's nightmare. Everybody is sort of tumbling over one another in both plays.
So tell us about Sister Mary. This is a role that's been around for a while. It's a great role. I would assume you agree as an actress.
It's a wonderful part. It's really really challenging, and it's a. We were talking about it on the drive up. It's fun to be in the unicorn because although it's a very, I think both pieces feel very presentational to have it in that space where everybody's around you. And you really are constantly saying, we're going to stay together on this. We are part of the evening, the audience and you can kind of forget that sometimes. You always feel like it's for an audience when it's in a proscenium, but if you're in any kind of a thrust situation, you know they're part of the show.
Right.
And so that's fun too, because you to be out there for a great deal of time alone, your only partner is the audience.
You've obviously had a lot of work. You've done a lot of work with comedy. So I assume that. No, not like that. Different work. No. Obviously, you've had a lot of work. No. You've done a lot of work in comedy. A lot of roles, a lot of parts have been comedic roles.
Yes.
And you enjoy that.
I do. It's hard. I'm not a particularly outgoing person. So at some point, people decided I was funny, and I just decided not to put up a fight about it. And I thought, well, I'll go with that. Whatever. So, but they, you know, I started getting cast in those parts, and it is a great way to introduce ideas to people and have them examine stuff and examine how you feel about it instead of introducing an idea that is going to attach some sort of heavy emotion with it. So that a lot of people think that's the best way to deliver a message. But I think getting ideas discussed through comedy is really interesting and exciting.
And the idea of, obviously, you said you've been working on it, and then you bring it to the audience, and the audience responds. And from my understanding and from my seeing of the show in the past, it's usually a hilarious, gut-wrenching response that people have.
I think that seems to be what's happening. People do find it very funny, and some things I think are sort of hot buttons still for people, even though the play was written in 79. You know, it takes a long time for people's ideas to evolve. So some of it is still very lively and challenging for the audience, and some of it is just a sort of, oh, I've always thought that, and I'm so thrilled to hear it out loud.
Yeah,
you know, so it's a fun show.
Not to take away the, I know we're talking comedy here, and I apologize for taking us down a road, but when you know that an audience perhaps has seen a headline about the a Catholic Church, and then you walk out as a nun. I mean, do you discuss that at all, or do you just say we're just going to go with the work and that's let it speak for itself?
Well, I did bring a feathered headdress. I thought maybe I could just come out and with a bubble dance, and you know, it's funny whenever you're doing almost any play, something comes up in the headlines that you just
right.
go, oh my
yeah.
gosh, this really affects how we're going to do the show,
sure.
and to some degree. You know, I mean, a war will break out, or there will be something happens in a community, or that's what art does,
right.
and it helps you. It usually helps people address it.
Yes, and because the show is so much about, as I mentioned in the introduction, about belief and belonging, and those being keys to what you're talking about.
Yes, and I think identity and how you know what helps you define yourself.
Tell us about your participation in Sister Mary.
I play one of the returning students. Well, Harriet and I did Arsenic and Nolas last year,
right.
and Kate asked both of us to come back. And I had a memory of seeing Sister Mary in the original production, and I had a memory of the actor's nightmare, and they both seemed to be challenges. Sister Mary, you know, we come back as we are returning students of Sister Mary to confront her about some of the teachings that have not helped us in life. And it's...
We've all had that dream, haven't we? Yes.
Yeah. And we put on a pageant for her. So...
And a very beautiful pageant.
Yes,
the play opens with the explanation of it all, and then these students return. Matt and I play two of them, who we had it explained to us when we were 10 years old, and then as adults, our understanding of those explanations have changed. And Harriet was saying that it's a play about identity and. Confronting her with our current identities and our current understandings of what faith means
right.
is really where the crux of the play is. It's very funny, but it's also Christopher Durang exploring some really personal, honest, not funny things as
big
well.
Stuff.
Yeah. I think it's the first thing that he says he wrote where he realized that he was writing things that weren't entirely funny, and that was very important for him.
Well, Sister Mary Ignatius Explains It All for You and the Actor's Nightmare runs at BTG's Unicorn Theater through the 31st of August. Through August 31st, you can find out more information by going to berkshiretheatergroup.org, berkshiretheatergroup.org. Anna, Harriet, Matt, thank you so much for being with us. What a great pleasure.
Thank you. Thank
you.
It was our pleasure.
Have a beautiful run. Again, the 31st of August, you have until to see this, berkshiretheatergroup.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.